السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ثم أما بعد، if there is one quality you would like to have about a merchant, a business person, to deal with them over and over again, what would that be?
Fairness.
Honesty. Being truthful to you, right? You buy something from them, they're truthful. They look after your interests as much as theirs as well too. So let's see what the Prophet ﷺ tells us about this matter here. Hadith number 59 in Riyad al-Salihin, Kitab al-Siddiq, the book of truthfulness. قال عن أبي خالد حكيم بن حزام رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضاه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم البيعان بالخيار ما لم يتفرقا فإن صدقا وبينا بورك لهما في بيعهما وإن كتما وكذبا محقت بركة بيعهما. متفق عليه. One of the most important principles in business and in trade. Because if honesty and truthfulness is out of the market, what happens to that market, Jama? Falls apart. No one's going to buy. No one's willing to even take any kind of risk with anybody who is a liar. I don't want to be cheated. I don't want to be taken advantage of. I'm going to go and say, hey, how much is this? It tells you $100. Wallahi, the $100. And you go, you put your $100 in there. You go to the next store, it's $50. And then eventually that creates, of course, mistrust away. So the Prophet ﷺ says in this hadith, "Al-bayyani bil-khiyar." He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both parties in business, in a business transaction, have a right to annul it so long as they have not separated. So, ما لم يتفرقا. What do we call this these days, Imam? What's the concept of this today? Return policy. The return policy. Back then, the return policy was how long? As long as you're still in the same place. For example, you bought something from somebody, all right, and you paid the money for them. What happens there in the mind of a buyer in that moment? What do we call that? There's a term for it.
Remorse.
Buyer's remorse. Buyer's remorse. You bought something just like, oh man, do I need it? If my wife sees I bought this, she's gonna kill me, right? So what are you gonna do? You're gonna try to negotiate with the business person, hey, is there any way we can annul this, you know, or revoke it and so on? This is called in Arabic language iqala. Iqala. And the Prophet ﷺ allowed people to do iqala, and he gave people al-khiyar up to 3 days. Alhamdulillah, you guys have, mashallah, 90 days over here. Sometimes, you know, 30, sometimes indefinitely. As long as you bring the box, bring the receipt, you're good to go, even after a year, whatever, right? Back then, they would say 3 days, or at least the Prophet in this hadith, he says, قال ما لم يتفرقا. ما لم يتفرقا. Now, as long as you're in the business transaction, and you did with everything, you're still in the same place, you do have the right to revoke that business transaction and say, you know what, I changed my mind, I need my money back. And that business person has to accept that, clearly. Now, if before you leave, you would like to extend that, you have up to 3 days. Says, hey, look, I need to take it home. I'm gonna have to try it. I'm gonna have to show it to my wife, to show it to my husband, whatever that is, right? Said, okay, you have up to 3 days, and you bring it back. Bring it back as it is, not used. In this case, that's allowed. So the Prophet ﷺ, he basically, that's alhamdulillah, brings a lot of convenience into business and transactions and dealing with each other. Otherwise, if there is no such thing, no one's gonna take risk. That's why when you came into a store and you find a big sign up there that says, sales are final, no exchange, no return. How many of you would dare buy from that store, Jama'ah? I wouldn't dare much, really, because I don't want to take that risk right now. So therefore, we go to somebody who's willing to give us that option of khayar and revoking that deal. So the Prophet ﷺ now is continuing the statement. He says, قال فَإِن صَدَقَ. If they both were truthful with each other, both truthful with each other. So the seller, when he says, look, I really, really got this, on me, it's $50. I'm just getting $20 off of you. That's it, $70. So if this man is telling the truth, Allah will put barakah in that sale. What if now is the buyer who's telling the seller, said, look, listen, all what I have is those $50. Can I get it for $50? He goes, sure. And as he was getting the $50 out, mashallah, $100 came from the other pocket. So now the buyer is the one who's lying. So even if you got that and you thought you made a good bargain from this man, Allah will take the barakah out of this. Because as Muslims, we believe it's not just about being clever in business, Jama'ah. There is something called barakah. Something called barakah. That it's not something you touch. That's something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put for you in the business, in your money, in your wealth, in the benefit from this item, in the life of this product that you bought. So many ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the barakah of that trade. قال فإن صدق, if they both were truthful, وبينا, and they explained everything, like if there's a defect in this issue, something to be worried about, or maybe explain how to take care of things and so on. If they did all of that, قال بورك لهما في بيعهما, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah for them in their sale. وإن كتما وكذبا, however, if they conceal, which means if they know there is something that should be exposed, but they're concealing it, taking advantage of the other person right now. فَإِن كَتَمَا وَكَذَبَا, and they lied about what they're saying, مُحِقَتْ بَرَكَةُ بَيْعِهِمَا, the barakah of that transaction will be blotted away, will we just go out. For subhanAllah, again, my dear brothers and sisters, whenever you go out, I know that the market here is all about trying to beat, you know, the other party as much as possible. Make the best bargain. Yeah, but it also has to be fair with it. And have to be honest and have to be truthful about it. If that honesty and truthfulness is taken away from the transaction, there is no barakah. You might get that product, but God knows how it's going to be beneficial to you in this dunya and even in the akhirah. So make sure whenever you deal with people, be truthful and be honest. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu alam. Any questions, Jama'ah? So if you're selling your car, and your car, you know that your car has a problem. So the buyer is asking you, is there any problem in the car? If you say no, then you're lying, and that's not allowed. But if you say, instead of saying no, not to lie, and you don't want to say yes either to lose the business with this man, so what do you say to the person? He said, look, don't take my word for it. I'll give you 24 hours. Go to this mechanic, or any mechanic of your choice, show it to them, let them inspect the car for you, and you make your decision. If you did that, and they did take it to a mechanic, or they didn't, but you give them 24 hours, then you're free of liability. Islamically, you're free of liability. You didn't lie, you didn't hide anything, and you gave them the option to go and find out about every defect that is in the car. So in this case, you're free of liability. You become liable if you don't say anything and stay quiet, meaning you don't give them a chance to inspect the car. Like you say, look, I mean, it is as you see. You look at it, you like it, take it. Or you could tell the person, the car is sold as is. You know, when you go sometimes, you buy some used cars, they have that label, as is. Khalas, what they're telling you, I'm not liable for it. You bring your mechanic with you, let them inspect the car for you, and then you decide on yourself. So there is nothing wrong with that. Wallahu a'lam. No. Dr. Hans. That's a very good point. When it comes to the khayar, the option to revoke the deal right now, is it only for the buyer, or can the seller also change his mind? The seller can change his mind as long as we're in the same place. Let's say you sold something. So we have a buyer's remorse, and we have also a seller's remorse. Because sometimes the seller says, like, you know what? Actually, I think I undersell that product. So he says, look, listen, man, I mean, I know that we made a deal, but if you don't mind, we're still in the store. I need the thing back. I'll give you your money back. He has the right to say that, and the buyer should actually comply. But if he left, If he left, once he leaves, خلاص, it's final. Wallahu a'lam. Nah. Yes. Now, so if the seller sells you the car and he honestly did not know that there was any problem with the car, but then the buyer, 2 weeks later, he finds a problem with it. Something is broken, it's leaking, whatever that is. Does the buyer have the right to go back to the seller and take his money back? The answer is it depends. If that defect was old enough to be at the time of selling the car, then yeah, you have the right to go back and say, look, man, I mean, this car is broken. I need at least, you know, allowance right now from this. Like, give me a few $100, I need to fix the car. So in this case, yes, he has the right to go back to him. Now, does the seller owe him that money or so on? It becomes an issue of an ethical matter right now. Look, when I sold it to you, I had no idea that the car had any problem. But if there is no way to decide if the defect happens after the sale or existed before the sale, so if it's not a pre-existing effect, obviously, then in this case, there's no liability on the seller. I mean, we didn't know there was anything wrong with it, and it doesn't seem to be something old. It's something new. So in this case, the seller has no liability to pay back anything. Wallahu a'lam. Yes. So what about if you buy something from Costco, for example, and tells you, you know, it's a lifetime khayar, mashallah. Right? Are you allowed to accept that? I mean, that's fine. That's their choice. Now, what about Muslims go buy things just to use it at home and then send it back again to the store? Right? Who didn't do it, right? You go camping, so you buy some gears and just bring it back again when you're done because I don't want to use them again. So, frankly, if the store policy allows it, then it's okay for you. From a halal haram point of view. Look, from a halal haram point of view, as long as that's mutual agreement and the store has no problem with that. They say, look, we don't mind it. Because they know their policies. Their money is already generating interest and profit for them somewhere else. That's number one. Number two, anything that is returned, it actually boxed back and shipped back to the seller, or it is sold to a third party and claiming this as loss in their taxes anyway. So they're making their money. Don't worry about them. They're making their money somehow. So if the store allows it, then it's okay. But if the store doesn't allow this, you can't do this. Like I know, I've heard about some, mashallah, international students, tabarakallah. They've been using the same trick with the TV for years. Like every year, they used to buy that TV, and by the end, right before the return policy ends, they go return that set, and then buy another one with the exact same amount. So they've been using the same $50 for the past maybe 50 years, brother. Allah. Recycle. So that is definitely not right. Absolutely not right. Yes. So is there anything wrong with you buying something with the intention of returning it, knowing that you're not going to keep it? I'm just buying this hammer just for that nail in the room. I just want to hit it and bring it back again to the store. So if you have the intention to return that, it goes back again to the policy of the store. If the store has no problem with that return policy, that's okay. From a halal haram perspective, okay? But not from a matter of wara', meaning a piety of the heart. I mean, you should, when you buy something, the sale is supposed to be final, unless there is a reason for it to be, and it can be nullified and so on. Wallahu a'lam. Yes. Say it again. If the seller backs out with the intention to sell it for a higher price, is that what you're saying? As long as we're still in the same session and the khayat, that's fine. But if once you separate and you go home, they can't call and say, hey, could you bring it back? I want it back again. We're done. If the 3 days agreement is for you to return it as a, unless you said, look, you test it out, and I'll check it out as well too. If I'm happy with it, I will fulfill the obligation. Otherwise, I might take it back from you. If that's part of the agreement, then yeah, the 3 days as for both parties. But usually, that khayar is given to the buyer more than the seller. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.